Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. From the picking and brilliant mind of legendary jazz guitarist and studio musician Ed Cherry, we're ready to give you a new hour of Neon Jazz. From an album that is charting very well, 2016 Soul Tree, that was the tune Let the Music Take Your Mind. It's a great name of an album, and that's exactly what he's doing. It has always been that way with Ed. Born in New Haven, Connecticut, Ed's name got known very well after moving to New York City and a long association with trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie. That began in 1978 and lasted shortly before Dizzy's death in 1993. Since that time, Ed has worked with many of the top jazz cats like John Faddis, John Patton, Hamiet Bluett, Henry Threadgill, and Paula West. The reason his latest album is doing so well is because he teamed up with amazing talent like organist Kyle Kohler and drummer Anwar Marshall, and he has succeeded in giving fans a fresh take on the art of the organ trio. This session is definitely straightforward and brilliantly evocative, and that's the Ed way. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he was very eloquent about quite a bit, including an assessment of himself.
Just a guy out here trying to make some music and make people happy and, you know, earn a living at the same time, you know, and it can sometimes be difficult. It can be difficult on the family. Sometimes you don't see your friends for a long time because you're traveling a lot. But it's all worth it in the end.
To this day, Ed continues to work nationally and internationally in concerts, workshops, and jazz clubs. And it was great to have Ed on the show and to talk to him. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has plenty of talent on the guitar, with the likes of Matt Hopper and the great Will Matthews, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the greatest jazz from the early years right on into today. One song won't cut it with Ed. Here is the 2012 tune, Maiden Voyage, off his CD, It's All Good, and it is, baby. Thank you.
This is Ed Cherry, and if you're into great jazz and want to hear some nice, fine, soothing music, listen to Joe Dimino and Neon Jazz.
That was the man who defined jazz as it moved on from the Figs, John Burke's Dizzy Gillespie, with the 2010 tune Jordu Live in Greece. So Ed had some good words to impart with his time that he had within that Dizzy aura.
Dizzy was a positive guy. I mean, he, you know, yeah, he was funny and, you know, he would tell jokes and this and that, but he was very serious about the music, you know, as long as everybody in the band was on time, you know, don't be late to the gig, play what he wanted behind him, and that was it, you know.
Man, Dizzy was the pride and joy of Cherwa, South Carolina, the youngest of nine children, and he was playing piano at four and going on to mimic the style of trumpeter Roy Eldridge early in his career. He would go on to replace Little Jazz in the Teddy Hill Band and achieve world renown through his big, huge, wide path in the jazz world. From a cat who spent years as a solo performer and a band member in hotels, supper clubs, and private clubs in New York and Long Island, this is Bill Boyd with the Song of Truth. Highways are happy ways, and they always are. Next on this road down Neon Jazz, baby.
Days of roaming, just like a pigeon homing, I am going home today. Roads that wore and tore me seem to smile before me. Do you blame me when I say highways are happy ways when they lead the way to home? Highways bring happy days to the weary hearts that roam. And as you travel along those ribbons of gray, they all unravel and pull you homeward to stay. Cause highways are happy ways when they lead the way to home.
This is John Ellis, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was Scottish saxophonist and cool cat Joe Temperley with the tune The Goof and I off the 2007 CD, A Portrait. Born back in 1929, we lost Joe recently in May of 2016 at the age of 86 after a grand run through the Jazz Prairie. He first achieved prominence in the UK as a member of Humphrey Littleton's band from 1958 to 65. He went on to move to New York in 1965, where he performed and recorded with Woody Herman, Buddy Rich, Joe Henderson, Duke Pearson, and many others, including the Thad Jones, Mel Lewis Orchestra, Clark Terry, and the list just goes on and on. And it was in 1974 that he toured and recorded with Duke Ellington's orchestra as a replacement for Harry Carney. Oh man, from the great catalog of David Fatman Williams, here's the tune aptly called I Ate Up the Apple Tree, and he knew how to do that, next on the show.
Apple one day under apple tree. Apple tastes so good to me. I ate up the apple tree. Come on, see about me.
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 I ate up the apple tree. Sitting down one day. Under relaxation, turn around and I looked up. I was ready to apple temptation. Come see about me.
Come see about me.
Baby, come on, see about me.
Come see about me.
Come on, see about me, baby.
Come see about me.
I ate up your apple tree.
Ate up
your
apple tree.
Now Adam in the garden, he bit the apple one day. Juice come running out. That's when me, you, and everybody else find out what love was all about. Come on, see about me.
Come see about me.
Baby, come see about me.
Come see about me.
Come on, see about me.
See about me.
I ate up the apple tree.
Ate up the apple tree.
Sitting down eating apple one day under apple tree. The apple tastes so good to me. Ate up your apple tree. Come on, see about me.
Come see about me.
Come on, see about me right now, baby.
Come, see
come on, see about me right now.
Come see about
I ate up your apple tree.
Ate up your apple tree.
Sitting down one day on a relaxation. Turn around and I looked up. And I was ready to apple temptation. Come see about me.
Come see about me.
Baby, come see about me.
Come see about me.
Come on, see about me.
Come see about me.
I ate up your apple tree. Oh, yeah, now.
Hey, this is Alexis Cuadrado. I'm a bassist and composer in Brooklyn, New York, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was Toronto-based jazz guitarist Lauren Lofsky with the tune ESP off his 1994 CD, Bill Please. He started off playing rock music, but as the story reincarnates itself over and over again, he got interested in jazz after hearing, of all things, Miles Davis's Kind of Blue. I know that feeling. And after his musical revelation, it led to a dramatic change in his approach to playing music. From there, he arrived at a gig in Toronto and met jazz pianist Oscar Peterson. A few weeks later, he received a phone call from Oscar, who offered to produce a record for him on the prestigious Pablo record label. That was his lifetime Cardiff Cool. These days, he teaches at York University. From the brilliance of jazz saxophonist and composer Steve Lacy, this is the tune Introspection off the 2007 CD, The Straight Horn of Steve Lacy, and man, it always was.
Thank you.
How about some more neon jazz?
Do it!
That was the Chicago outfit known as Merge Quintet with the 2014 tune Paper Mullets off their CD called Delays. This outfit features original jazz compositions from saxophonist Alex Beltran and bassist Joe Kelsey. They play a variety of styles from swing to modern to odd meter grooves and a bit of that funk. So this quintet's compositions blend lyrical melodies with sophisticated harmonies and organic grooves, making the music accessible to musicians and non-musicians alike. They were a part of the great Eyes and Ears record label. From the pride and joy of Duke Ellington's big band, here's alto saxophonist Johnny Hodges with the tune Yellow Dog Blues.
I'm New York vibraphonist Ben Galise, and you're listening to Neon Jazz, Joe DiVino.
Can't be my wife. Hasta la mi, she don't please me. We can agree. Hasta la mi, I met a little girl. She'd had locks of curls. Oh, she traveled all over the world. Oh, I couldn't cut her curls. I loved that little girl. Next time I come around, I'll bring her around the world. We'll have cronies, cronies. Oh, soul of me.
That was another pride and joy of the New Orleans sound. Trumpeter and bandleader Percy Humphrey with the tune O Solo Mio off the 2016 CD, Percy Humphrey and the New Orleans Joymakers, and Are They Ever. So from that rich New Orleans sound, we leave the States and go over the ocean for our last musical selection. Here's Swedish jazz bassist, composer, and record producer Lars Danielsson with the 2012 tune Driven to Daylight off his CD called Libretto. So, listen, thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that is full of broadcast gusto every single day, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
Reach out to us. Let us know what you think. We're always here for you. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.